चाय आराधना प्रभु की
जय।
Since long time I was losing Jai and Vijay. Jai Baji also with also all everywhere with me. And Vijay was not here. And in pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagai was with me everywhere, but not Madhai. He is like Madhai Prabhu. I don't want to be separated with you. I'm also happy that I met so many devotees. For long since I was not meeting with them. So many lady devotees and also male devotees. So many are here. I want that Shyam Sundar Prabhu should speak two words. They are arranging so much and managing everything, all. I was always worried for him and for his child Haridas. Always worried.
I don't know what to say. We're just all so happy to have you in our presence. So you can encourage us to make us stronger in our determination. So you can melt our hearts and make us real devotees.
Very good. Very good. God bless you. Radharaman Prabhu, I request Prabhu to speak words.
I say from the bottom of my heart, I wish to have a association with you. I'm sorry I never come on Paracon this year. But while you're here, I'm going to do my utmost best out of my heart and try and drown in your words, you say. I'm trying to speak about people I'm meeting in ways, new people. I've never been in contact with Krishna. I'm going to try my best to bring you to a lotus feet. I can't see you.
Very
good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And
even though we may try to reach so many people and invite them to secret day, some may come safe, some may not come. We're fortunate we're here today, so we should, as much as we can, be aware of the mercy that we are receiving from Guru Dev, and try as much as we can to spread that mercy and to propagate Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada came to the West with no money, with nothing, only bhakti he had, and that is everything. And he gave that to everyone. He planted seeds everywhere. And as Acharya said, Srila Guru Dev is spreading water, pouring water, sprinkling water on those seeds, trying to germinate those seeds. So we are a preaching movement, and all of us here have a duty also, because we are at the lotus feet of Guru, he's delivering us. So we should try as much as we can to selflessly try to push on Krishna consciousness, preach to people, spread the word that Guru is here. And time is very, very short. We're always thinking that we have so much time, but we heard last week one devotee died, he left his body. And he was thinking that he has so much time. So time is very short, and we should, as much as we can, let everyone know that Krishna consciousness is here in the West once again, being revived. When Prabhupada died, when Prabhupada left the planet, Krishna consciousness fell down, completely fell away. And the devotees in ISKCON are suffering so much, and conditioned souls are suffering so much. So we should, as much as we can, try to be aware that Guru is here, and we should try as much as we can to practice and give Krishna consciousness to others. So I just thank Srila Gurudev and all of his associates for coming to the West and continuing with Srila Prabhupada left off. And please, please, please continue to bestow your mercy upon us.
We all, especially myself, is indebted to Bhudhar Prabhu, who is senior and sincere Vaishnava, initiated by himself, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He is always inspiring me, always helping. Everywhere, like Krishna sitting on the first part of the chariot and carrying like Arjuna, me everywhere. And sometimes so much giving advices, good advice, how to preach here and there. So I request him to speak two words here to encourage us all.
Your kind words. A friend in the audience, as you were speaking, helped me put in perspective your words, and she said it wasn't exactly like Arjuna the chariot, it was more like one of the horses. So I'm happy to take what burden I can to help you and help the devotees wherever possible. And I'm very happy to bring you here and share with the rest of the devotees the beautiful experience of you as a genuine Vaishnava. I think we're all aspiring to some high spiritual life, but unless we have the chance in our lifetime to really associate with the true pure devotee, it remains somewhat, or it seems somewhat theoretical, but the experience of the pure devotee helps bring into our hearts the real experience, and even if that's all we're left with, that's such a genuine and always uplifting meditation and remembrance. So I know that you've come here to share so many things with the devotees and to give them that kind of remembrance to take away with them. And once again, thank you very much, and thank all the devotees for having me.
I request Vrindavan Vilasini who is the senior and sincere Vaishnava, as initiated by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, and helping us in all ways. So it is paid to me, two words. I cannot forget the help that Sita Thakurani gave me when I came to England first. So many devotees were against me, and she came with Anandini and someone else and asked so many questions, and when she was satisfied, then began to cut all the doubts of all devotees who were against me. So I request Sita Thakurani to speak two words. Prabhu is helping so much with his whole family, always here, there, in India. I request him to speak two words.
Your car is outside.
Your car is outside.
Now I'm shaking, my legs are shaking. Sweating and holding on.
Costa Santi.
Yes, yes, you jump and you do. Don't joke. No, don't.
I'm extremely happy. And everyone here is extremely happy to see you. I want to be able to follow you seriously and to be able to represent you properly. I ask you to please give me strength and give all the devotees strength to be able to hear you, to take your instructions fully into their hearts and to become tadavic with your heart. That's all I can say. Thank you.
You know all Gyananda Prabhu, so much qualified in all things. in kirtan, in playing on all instruments, preaching, writing, and he is helping me. And I want that he should help me more in future, more and more. And he should be ready to give his whole energy. So I request him to speak two words.
Today. We're so happy to see you with us. I think that Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has brought you here to take care of his little children. Sadhguru is no ordinary person. Swami Prabhupada wrote in a letter that when you see the moon and the clouds are moving across the moon, it looks as though the moon is moving. So when you see the movements of the spiritual master, that is not the real movements. So we should not think that Sadhguru is an ordinary person, that we don't understand the senses. But Ashila Prabhupada, Ashila Gurudev, the firmly situated in Vrindavan Braj, with Radhakant Krishna and all their associates. And when they speak, it's the sounds of Braj, the perfumes of Braj. Once Sri Gurudev said that he's like a Jamuna pouring. So we can come with a little thimble and get some water, or we can come with a cup, or we can come with a bowl, or open more and more and more, unlimited, unlimited. So I just pray for the grace to receive our Sri Gurudev's lovely and inspiring and purifying katha.
I request Govinda Bhagat Prabhu that he should speak.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhutalesh Mati Bhakti Vidata Swami Tanaka in the States of Sati Devi Gaurav Vani Vichara Vivishesha Sambhavi Vasa Padaya Shatari. So, devotees have spoken, quite a few devotees have spoken very nicely. So very briefly, I'd just like to reiterate a few points that they've made. But, I guess, what comes to mind is, how Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is so wonderfully representing our Guru Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and his other god brothers, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, all the way back to Srila Rupa Goswami. I've been traveling with Srila Gurudev for the last 18 months. And I've seen how he is so selflessly and tirelessly gone out of his way in so many ways to nourish, love, protect, giving so much water and nectar to devotees. And just traveling with him, you cannot but develop faith in such a person. Especially as myself, and I feel, I guess, practically all of us, we have this connection with Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I see how he is, as was mentioned earlier, how he's carrying on the mission which Srila Prabhupada has come and has started in the West. And I also see how there are devotees who may not be taking shelter of Srila Narayana Maharaj, and how they're undergoing a lot of perplexity, suffering, confusion. Maybe not all, but practically all that I've seen in that situation. So I can only think how pleased Srila Prabhupada and the gurus in a gurudwara, they must be with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana. And how fortunate we are to be able to take such association. Just as was mentioned earlier, that one devotee who passed away last week, Madhubha. Even I was going to bring him up and invite him, because I used to know I was a friend of his and his family. And just like that, the devotee, he's passed away. So we're so fortunate to have such association and to be able to avail ourselves to hear such sweet Harikatha which are coming. And of course, because we are conditioned souls, and there's so many things that will come up in such pure association, the mind may flip here and flip there. Like right now, I'm going through a process of the mind flipping here and flipping there. But through these situations, we should just really be very determined to take advantage of this very, very rare opportunity, such a rare opportunity, that even those who take birth in India, or even take birth in Vrindavan, they may not be getting such opportunity. And here we are in such a far off corner of the world, in Wales, and we have such great opportunity. So I can only beg Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev that I myself will be able to really take the words and the instructions that he gives to heart. Because this is the real medicine, this is the real panacea. Ultimately, we all know the philosophy, we have no problems. There's no real problems. The only problem is, are we actually taking sadhu sangha to heart? Are we actually imbibing the mood of the sadhus? Srila Gurudev, I've heard him say before, that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, and I'll be turned to the chat. That he has come to give that, and he has not come to get anything from us, but he has come to give us that. So that which is so rare, and myself, I don't feel, but I know my position, how qualified I am. But somehow we're in this position. So I'm praying to Vaishnavas to bless me that I can be able to somehow imbibe some of his mood, which is ultimately, essentially the same as Nandik Shiguru Shiva Bhagavad Maharaj, and also most essentially the same as Shiva Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Ganjikapa.
I request Sri Raghunath Bhatt Prabhu, he should speak two words.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Patale Shmite Gorgavan Swami Kumar. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Varpiya Priyapane Shishma Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Kumar. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Patale Shmite Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kumar. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Chachari Vedishya Sushunya Vari Pasukhya Adashitani. Gurudeva was not prepared for you to ask me to come up and speak, but you've asked me, so I'll try to say something. Whatever that comes to my mind. The Guru Maharaj, Srila Gauravani Maharaj, gave us a lot of instructions and philosophical understanding of Guru, and as well as other philosophical understandings, but what stands in my mind is that he would often say the sadhu's words are not theoretical, and the sadhu's words come true. So he said that actually sadhus are always there. So at this moment I'm feeling very grateful that although after the physical departure of our Guru Maharaj, that still sadhus are always there, who can actually keep us under their guidance on this path of Krishna consciousness. But as we progress, my realization is that I'm feeling so very low and unqualified, and I can just only beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas and your divine grace. Please bless me with one drop of your mercy so I may become qualified to render some service that may be pleasing and get the sukriti so I may get proper sadhu sangha and take that sangha to heart. So I can't really understand the good fortune of coming into contact with the personality of your divine grace, but I know that actually good fortune has been bestowed upon us. So all I can say is that I'm humbly begging for your mercy. Last week I asked you for one drop of mercy, and you said you'd like to give me everything. So I would like to know how I can get everything. And one drop would be enough to keep me going, but if I can get everything, that would be better.
You could not understand.
I said last week you had said, I said to you, I wish you could just give me one drop of your mercy. And you replied, you said, I would like to give you everything. So I'm asking you, how can I get everything? What do I have to do to get everything?
Yeah.
So I will. I will just humbly bend my ears and open my heart, so you shove the Brahma from the lotus mouth and into my heart, and I become purified from all the narcissists. Bless you.
I request senior devotee like Anandini Devi, he should speak two words.
I've never spoken in public. I've got a very deep fear of standing up and speaking to a lot of people. So please forgive me if it doesn't come out. I'm completely indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaj. You saved my life, you brought me back to life. When I was struggling so hard to understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions, alone, completely alone. There were devotees around. There's probably 1,000 devotees near Bhaktivinoda Maharaja. But I was still alone. To find somebody who wanted to speak Harikatha, or even hear Harikatha, I didn't know of anybody. I would go to the mat, and I'd say, I'd look for somebody who was alive, somebody who was smiling, and feeling good in their spiritual life, and there wasn't anybody there, except for one or two. He couldn't realize that he was eager to hear something, but we didn't know who to go to hear from. And then I was praying for some help, and then Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaj came here, just for us. And then all of a sudden my life changed. It was a whole family of people who had been wanting to hear all along, I just didn't know where they were. And all of a sudden they were all together and they lifted off the ground and dragged around the country. It was picked up and everything. It just all of a sudden swooped off with this huge party following Srila Maharaj around England. It was beautiful. And I just thought, wow, this most amazing experience I've ever had. And this event here, all these wonderful devotees. I'm sure we're going to hear some wonderful Harikatha. And please bless me so I'll be able to take it in my heart.
Gautama!
Jnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishna Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. my heartly so many. Dandat pranam to my Gurudev. Om Vishnu Parsisun Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also in the lotus feet of Swamiji, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru. I am everywhere seeing Swamiji in shape of you, all devotees. I think anyhow you have come to this bhakti line only by the grace and mercy of Swamiji. Or anyhow, by reading his books, by being in the content of any devotees from Swamiji. So, wherever I go, I see him here, there, in all countries, all everywhere. I never dreamed that I should come to Western countries and so many countries, the richest countries in the world. I never thought that I will come to this hilly place, like very countryside in Wales, here and there. Only he is dragging me and pushing me to come all these places. Why? He is so merciful. That is why he wants that what he has given seed in the hearts of all devotees, where they were initiated or not. But anyhow, he had tried to give seed in hearts of devotees. I want to tell ki Adivad Namtaki. Raghunath Bhatta. That a Vaishnava, if they are real Vaishnava, real Guru, they will give a seed of Bhakti Lata, Kripa. And we realize or not at this time, but we can realize when it will be sprouted. Lips will come out, very beautiful, sweet flowers will come, and after that a fruit will be there, and it will be ripen, and when you will taste, then you will realize. Ajamil never thought that I am keeping my son's name Narayan. But first name he gave to his son. At once, mercy of Krishna came. Though at that time no seed of Bhakti Lata, but yet something came. And when Bhakti Lata seed came, by four Vishnu Dutas, they gave Bhakti seed. But at that time he only knew, realize that I have crossed death. But not anything, but unknowingly, though unknowingly, but he crossed at the same time all kinds of offenses and all kinds of ignorances and all kinds of suffering, sorrows, birth and death. And after that, when he went there in Haridwar, took bath in Ganges, and sat there, and he began to chant the same name that his guru four gave him, Vishnu Dutas, Narayanaya Namaha, that mantra. After that he knew that, oh, everything I have. At first he could not realize that everything has been given by in-seed. In-seed everything is there. So I think that the devotees, undevotees, who came anyhow in the touch of Swamiji, they must be have some seed of Bhakti. if they have not done any offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas or Guru, whether they have gone down and they have become lusty, know-how. They have also gone to taste richness and all worldly desires, but no harm. Very soon again, after tasting these things, again Krishna may take them in the real path. As Dhruva, he wanted something, but after some time, he again came and gave up everything. So we see that anyone can derail for some time, but Krishna is so merciful. Again and again he will come. So I think that where Swamiji has gone and to whom he has touched, they must have some bhakti seed. But I think that he ordered me to go everywhere and to help his devotees. And that is why I have come, only to help them, to give water, to waterize for that seed, that it should come in sprouts. Those who have sprouts, they should quickly give to leaves. And those who have given so many leaves, but not yet fruit and flowers, they should give flowers and after that fruit. So we should be very humble. If you want bhakti, we should be very humble. If anyone criticizes, don't be angry or anything. Be always humble. I want that we should not pursue, follow, or to making money always. To be like sense gratification always for that. I want that you should all truly follow the principles of Swamiji. I don't want to make a center like New Vrindavan, so big and so with opulence. And then we think that we will fall so many ego can come, that I am more than my Gurudev has done. So we should not be like this. But preaching center is needed. We can do it on hire or anyhow. If you are easily maintained, we can have, we can do for that. But not so affluence and all these things. I want that we should also start the same thing what Swamiji has done. We should do Nagar Sankirtan daily. Whether you are 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, we should try to follow Nagar Sankirtan. Also, how he preached by distributing books, publishing books here and there. I think that Swamiji's mission was so flourished so soon because of all these things. Nagar Sankirtan especially, and distributing of books here and there. I know Vrindavan, Vilasini, Anandini and all others, in their very little teeny age, they used to have forgotten their sams and rusticated family and all these things, and they used to sell, used to distribute books in hotel, in seaport, airport, everywhere in the gully, in the lands. They also, even they are drunkards, even them, that after the mood will go away and they may sleep. And in that, I know that in first stage Swamiji has only hippies giving him a bottle of wine and so many things. And in touch they become so happy, preaching here and there. So I want that you should help me in that way, being very humble, following the principles of tinadapi suni chena taroravi sahisuna amanina man deina kirtanyasta. Each other. I know that in the time of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was somewhat worried that his devotees were struggling each other. And he was so much
spoiling each other.
But we should try to give respect to those who are superior to us, and so much love and affection to inferiors, thinking of same family. I request you all also that if anyone criticizing you of his own or anywhere, you should not be so angry. You should be very humble and polite. Otherwise they will laugh to me that, oh, Narayan Maharaj is doing so much nonsense. And he is making disciples to whom they are not proper giving respect to others. If he were being so humble, sweet speaking, then you see that this preaching will be not temporary, but it will be permanent life. If you want to be a very good devotee, from beginning you will have to know who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who were six Goswamis, Sarvadamada, Raya Ramananda, especially Rup Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all these six. And to follow footprints of them. Like Upadeshamrita, nectar of
instruction,
Manashiksha, and all that things. And thus we will see that we are preaching so well everywhere. Don't pursue money and all that things. I think that if you are doing, automatically money will come to serve you. Surely. I have so much realization. I have seen in the life of Swamiji. But when they began to pursue money and all other things, they became destroyed. So you can't make money. Only to maintain your life and to help your Gurudev. But your Gurudev never wants so much, very little. Only to preach, nothing else. You should be of good character, strong will. Any person, even lusty persons, like Jagai Madhai and all others, like prostitutes, by the touch of Haridas Thakur, he left everything and became a very chaste devotee. We should all try to be like this. If bhakti is coming and he is always chanting, remembering, no lust will come. All kinds of problems will go away very easily. So I want only to give you this line of bhakti. I am like a very poor person. I cannot help you by any money or anything. But I can so much help you by instructions of nectar, that is bhakti line. So I want that you should be like this. I preached in Holland,
France.
In this time, in this tour. In also France. And all were so happy to hear. I want to give you some bhakti in a very simple way. Like I told Radha Damodar, Damodar Bandhan Leela there. All were so happy. Dam Bandhan. So likewise, sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. All kinds of tattva may come in this. We should try to know that who is Guru, who is disciple, what are the qualities of disciples, and what are the qualities of Guru, don't want to be guru. We should always try to be Guru Das, servant of Guru. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami used to tell, what? I am Vaishnava Das. I am not Guru. All here, all they are my Shiksha Guru. To whom he has initiated, and he is telling that all are Shiksha Guru. Because I remember Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, when I see them. I remember all kinds of pastimes, all kinds of established truth by seeing them. So, we should know the qualities and the stages of devotees, disciples, guru, bona fide, and we should try to be a very good devotee. Then your life is successful. I think that we will make a program from tomorrow for me. Also, want to take some rest. Today I will take rest. In evening you should do your all programs. And from tomorrow, I will attend my classes and try to speak something that we, it will help you. Gaur Prema.
Hari Hari.
One Mahamantra.